All right, good morning.
Good morning.
We'd like to open the hearing in docket DW13-236. This is a filing that was jointly made by three entities, White Rock Water Company, Lakeland Management Company, and Abenaki Water Company. And it is a petition jointly filed to make a number of approvals, multiple transactions here. The approval of Abenaki's purchase of White Rock, which is a water utility in Bow serving 98 customers. Approval of Abenaki purchasing Lakeland, which is a water and sewer utility in Belmont serving 150 customers. Permission for Abenaki to engage in business as a public utility. Permission for White Rock and Lakeland to cease operating as public utilities. And finally, approval for Abenaki to issue long-term debt. By an order of notice dated August 29th, we called for a pre-hearing conference this morning and request for intervention. And so let's first begin with appearances and remind people we're recording this to save costs. So be sure to use the microphone, please.
Carol Hollihan from the McLean Law Firm on behalf of Abenaki Water. With me is Stephen Camarino.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. David Jordan. I'm here on behalf of White Rock and Lakeland, and with me is Terry Crawshaw and Alex Crawshaw of the companies.
Good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners. Marcia Brown on behalf of staff. With me today is Mark Naylor, Director of the Gas and Water Division, Jason LaFlamme, and Robin Dakota.
Good morning, and it appears that the Office of Consumer Advocate has not submitted a notice of intent to participate and is not here today. There's no sign of any intervention requests in the file. Is anyone aware of any intervening parties?
No.
All right. Then why don't we begin with the company giving us, and whoever wants to speak, on the issues that you see likely in the case, any complicating factors, any scoping issues that are of concern to you that we could address today. And if you don't have any concerns, just a kind of a brief summary of what you, how to expect the case to kind of play out.
Okay. Thank you. With me today is Deborah Carson. She is the treasurer and office manager of New England Service Company. They are the parent of Abenaki Water. Mr. Vaughn, the president of New England Service, wanted very much to be here today, but he is in Singapore awaiting the birth of his first grandchild. As noted in the petition and as the chairman just recognized, Abenaki is here today seeking three things. Approval of the purchase and sale agreements for the assets of White Rock and Lakeland Management, approval to operate within the state of New Hampshire, and authority to issue long-term debt. New England Service Company may be new to New Hampshire, but they are not new to providing water service. They have two water companies in Connecticut. One's in Connecticut, one is in Massachusetts. The combination of those two companies, they have combined assets of over $21 million, and they generate revenues of more than $4.5 million annually, and they serve more than 7,300 customers. In addition, on their board of directors, a couple of names you may recognize, Bonnie Hartley and Steven Densberger. So these are people who are well familiar with the provision of water and water service here in New England, and actually even here in New Hampshire, although they don't currently operate here in New Hampshire. The way the management of the two companies will occur is best described by understanding how it operates now. CNC Water Services is a certified operator for White Rock and Lakeland Management. In addition to purchasing White Rock and Lakeland, New England Service also intends to purchase CNC. The two part-time employees who provide technical and managerial support for the day-to-day operations of the two water companies will become New England Service Company employees, and Alex Crawshaw will become an officer and full-time employee of New England Service Company. Right now, CNC provides services and operates those companies by way of an affiliate agreement, which is on file here with the Commission. It is likely that a very similar agreement will be struck between CNC, New England Service, and Abenaki for the provision of those services, and that affiliate agreement will be filed in due course in accordance with RSA 366. I think that if you look at, and the discovery as we go through the case will show, New England Service is more than capable of, or has the managerial, technical, and financial expertise to provide service here. Both water sewer, water service and sewer service, while it does not currently provide sewer services in either of its other companies, the sewer service here is merely collection. It is not a treatment. It doesn't involve treatment. New England Service is a publicly traded company. It has greater access to the capital markets. And the proposed transaction would leave Abenaki with a capital structure of approximately 50% debt and 50% equity. The two transactions, the purchase of White Rock and the purchase of Lakeland, are primarily similar. Lakeland varies in one significant aspect in that it has a state revolving fund loan in approximately worth approximately about $40,000, which will be paid off. We looked, the New England Service looked into the possibility of assuming that loan, but the current offer from CoBank is at 2.7%, and the state revolving fund loan is at 3.1%. There is approximately $5,000 in fees and a six-week lag time associated with the assumption process. So if we're all concerned, it seemed a much better deal, better for the ratepayers, better for the company to pay that off as part of the transaction. So the approvals that we seek are for purchasing, authority to operate, and approval of the long-term debt. The debt is approximately $300,000 will be used both to purchase the transaction, or the purchase of the two companies, and in addition to provide working capital or some infrastructure improvements that may be needed going forward. The two other authorities that are needed would be for White Rock and Lakeland to cease operating, which would they would no longer need to operate because Abenaki would be serving the 100 water customers that White Rock currently has, and the 150 water and sewer companies that Lakeland currently has. That's about all. We don't anticipate any issues whatsoever. We're hoping that this can go through on a relatively expedited basis. We have some bank financing. I think that's the most critical of the issues that's facing us now. We want to make sure, with interest rates rising, that we bring this to conclusion as quickly as possible, and also need to remember that after the Commission issues its final order, there's that 30-day rehearing period that the bank is going to want to let expire before they're willing to commit the funds. So we will work with staff in the technical session as we move forward, and hope that we can get as much, sort of resolve any of those issues as quickly as possible. Which slip issues that you see, Steve?
Thank you.
And I'm happy to answer any questions if you have any.
All right. And Ms. Hein, you're representing how many of the entities here?
Just Abenaki and, New England Service, who is the parent of Abenaki. Abenaki will have no employees. It's basically to hold the assets of White Rock and Lakeland. And so the services that will be provided through New England Service.
So you're not representing White Rock?
Actually, Attorney Jordan is representing White Rock and Lakeland.
Okay, well, thank you.
Yep.
Any other questions from the commissioners, or do you want to go around first?
No, go around.
Okay, then Ms. Jordan.
Good morning. Lakeland and White Rock believe that New England Service is more than up to the task and believe that they will be able to serve the company, the customers. White Rock and Lakeland also would like to see this transaction brought to a conclusion as quickly as possible, consistent with the public good. And that's it.
Thank you. Commissioner?
Is this one? I guess it is, yeah. Just a question. Have the customers been informed of the sale and any implications that it involved, and if you had any feedback from them on that?
I haven't.
We haven't heard anything in the companies.
But, okay, what's that would be? They have been informed?
They have been informed, yes.
Okay. And there's been no response from the customers at all? And you expect, as far as it sounds like, as far as the customers are concerned, given that the same people are going to be involved, that they won't notice the difference other than someone else's name on their bill?
I believe that will be the case. I don't know what the thinking of the customers are.
Thank you.
Ms. Brown?
Thank you, Commissioners. I just want to follow up and state that the order of notice required actual mailing or actual notice, so mailing, so customers affirmatively did get notice of the proceeding, which is better than just publication. So, in the order of notice, multiple statutes were cited. RSA 374 deals with franchises and whether they are in the public interest, and accordingly, staff will be looking at the financial, managerial, legal, and technical abilities of Abenaki, which will be via New England Service Company, and assessing whether the companies have the requisite capabilities to manage the water and wastewater systems. Staff, usually in acquisitions, will look at issues such as acquisition premiums, any merger savings, and the capital structure. We are pleased to hear that the outcome of debt and equity should be fairly balanced. Staff also usually takes the opportunity to look down the road at potential changes this ownership may have on future rates. And by way of example, we'll note that about 10 years ago when Aquarian purchased Hampton Water Works, there were efficiencies in Aquarian that allowed Hampton Water Works to stay out for rate cases for an extended period of time. Not to say that that will happen here, but we've had past instances where that has occurred, and staff will get its hands around whether that is likely, and we'll opine on that later. Staff will be looking at customer service issues, such as the seamless transition from a customer's perspective. We are heartened to hear that there's going to be an 800 number for customers to call, so there will be no toll call if they have any questions about their bills or service. As a formal matter, staff has no position at this juncture, but will work with the companies to develop a proposed procedural schedule and will offer testimony or its opinion in a stipulation or settlement agreement pursuant to that schedule. And I guess that is it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Commissioner Scott?
One quick question for staff, or more likely Attorney Jordan. Are either Lakeland or White Rock currently under any waivers from the Commission's rules, for instance, the requirement for metering, that type of thing?
No, sir.
Thank you.
I wondered about, I know that the filing says that there'll be an office maintained in Guilford. And is there the expectation that services to the Bow area will be out of the Guilford office and to cover both?
I think the office in Guilford will be largely a maintenance office. I think the administrative functions for both Lakeland and White Rock will be shifted to the Connecticut office. It's one of those economies of scale that will help to keep rates down. Because the processes in place for serving the companies, New England Services, to other small water companies. They hope to be able to do online payment, online billing, to give customers the options, online ability to measure your meter, your usage. and those types of, would hope, improvements that the customers will see. I think the thinking right now is that there will not be a customer service office per se located in New Hampshire, but you can correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, the way we've done it with the other utility that we own in Massachusetts, we handle everything administratively in Connecticut, but there is a field office, we call it, where the field personnel can operate out of and keep a little bit of inventory, and then we also keep a drop box so customers can continue to drop payments if that's how they like to make payments, especially if there's something last minute. So they will always have that option, and it's secure, and then you know, everything is mailed in a secure way from the field office to the parent office. It's not the most common way, but it's an option.
So what would be the field office location or locations here?
We're still looking into it.
Okay. Obviously, the 800 number is helpful for people to know how to communicate when you can't just run over to the to the office in the development. Mr. Jordan,
this might be helpful to know how it's done now. The office for both companies is in Guilford, and the main or the physical activity is done by CNC, which office is also in Guilford. So it's more convenient for the Belmont folks, but the Bow folks don't have anything close by.
Okay, and that's okay. I didn't realize
that. It seems to work.
So I understand you have a technical session planned to continue to work on scoping out issues, going through some, hopefully some early discovery information and development of a procedural schedule. So we will await report of the procedural schedule. I didn't see a protective order request. There may be as time goes on, but you know, you're familiar with our administrative rules and how materials can be protected and what showing is necessary to obtain a protective order. So unless there's anything else, we will await a report on the schedule, and it will be interesting to see with multiple transactions, it would be great to still have a fairly accelerated schedule, because it seems like that you've already thought about how all the pieces should fit together, and hopefully will not be a long, really extended schedule, even though there's a lot going on within it. We'll, I guess, see how that plays out, and hope that it all pulls together smoothly. So thank you. Unless there's anything else, we'll adjourn.